I'm home! Vivian! The birthday boy's here! Jeffrey! Carlton! Hillary! Ashley, Nikki! Anybody!
Will?
Surprised?
I believe the correct term is deer caught in the headlights.
Such a kidder.
But 50's gonna be a great year. Not only for me, but for all of us. Got a son heading off to Princeton. Two daughters starting exciting lives in New York. Another son starting kindergarten. And a nephew
Hey, buddy, you're gonna love kindergarten.
Oh, here's to my wonderful family.
Yeah. Jeffrey?
Good luck, Jeffrey.
I'm not getting older, I'm just getting better. What's French for unwelcome guest? I still got it.
You know, this is one of the last times that we'll all be sitting together around this table for a while. We should cherish these few moments we have as a family. I'm really gonna miss you guys.
Well?
You're moving?
Don't toy with my emotions, Will. I've been waiting a long time. I'm very vulnerable.
Morning, Will.
I hope you didn't misconstrue my enthusiasm over your leaving last night. I'm really proud of you. In fact, I'm even a little envious. I mean, there's nothing more exciting than change. You know, I have a little story I'd like to tell you.
Yeah. Oh, sure, sure.
What would you consider an adequate gesture? What would be less than adequate?
Working here another year. I'll get back to you.
Ah, there you are. Sit down, we need to have a little talk.
Who did it?
No one did anything. Now sit down. Well, your mother and I have decided, since all of you are moving out, that, well, we all need to be clear on a few things. Hillary, you're 27.
That doesn't leave this room.
Carlton, I'm going to need you to look in on your sisters on the weekend.
Oh, great. Now I can kiss Glee Club goodbye.
Okay, are we done?
I'd like to go over the schedule. We're going to get together on all major holidays. Thanksgiving.
Oh, no, Dad. November sweeps month. No can do.
Well, we're going to get together for Christmas. No, we are not just going to see what happens. We're going to get together whether we want to or not, because we're a family and we love each other, right?
Yeah.
Now get out.
Okay.
Everyone, glad you're here. Your mother and I have an announcement to make. Well, Will, you want to go first?
No, you can go ahead, Uncle Phil.
Thank you. In light of all the changes afoot, your mother and I have decided to change, too. We're going to sell the house.
You're really selling the house?
Yeah, what do you think? I am not going through menopause. I am selling this house for a lot more than I paid for it.
Wait,
whatever happened to November sweeps?
Huh? Well,
it's... Huh? Ashley, I might meet somebody. Ashley, I might meet somebody.
Oh, you kids were right.
Now, we're not going to be spending a lot of time together, so there's no reason why we can't move back east.
It's going to be great.
Oh, well, we were so caught up in our own excitement, we forgot about your news. Well, what do you want to tell us?
Yeah. Great. Okay.
Bye-bye.
We have a buyer.
Oh, fantastic.
A couple, the Jeffersons. There's only one catch. We have to be out in a week.
Why such a rush?
I don't know. Something about being in by Memorial Day and it all coming off. Or perhaps the Hilton.
Good one, Daddy.
All right. We'll stay at the Plaza. Come on, let's crack open a bottle of champagne. Hey, Will, how's your apartment? Is everything set up?
Oh, yeah. It's cool, Uncle Phil. Thanks. All set.
Okay. We'd all like to see it. Would you excuse us for a minute, please?
Sorry, Will.
What the hell is going on?
Look, Uncle Phil, this is not really your concern. You know, it's about me. It's not about you. So don't even worry about it, all right?
How can you say that? We are leaving town in a day, and you don't have a place to live. Why did you lie?
I mean, we're sitting around the table, and everybody talking about all these great lives and these new things they're doing. You know, and I didn't want you to say, hey, there's my nephew. Yeah, he's still living in my pool house. I mean, I didn't want you to think that all these years that I've been out here just ain't worth nothing. You know, that you've just been wasting your time with me. Look, Uncle Phil, I just don't want you to think that I'm that same stupid kid I was when I first moved out here.
How could you possibly believe that that's what I'd be thinking? Look at you. You're moving out on your own. You're going to finish college in a year. You're becoming a man. A man I'm damn proud of.
Okay. I just didn't want your last memory of me to be no better than the first one.
You have no idea what my first memory of you is. I remember a kid loaded with all the potential in the world. Now I see a person on the verge of realizing that potential. Come on, let's go get you an apartment.
Hey, Uncle Phil, what you mean by verge?
Don't push your luck. Maybe you kids should take another look around before the car comes.
A lot of good times in this house, huh?
Lifetime's worth. You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm cool, Uncle Phil. You know, it was just when I first came out here, you know, I was a relative. I mean, for the past 6 years, like, we've been family. I just don't want to go back to being just a relative again. I mean, I live without a father and without brothers and sisters and all of that. I like this life better. I want you to call me on Sundays, too, you know, when you're calling all your other kids and everything. Look, I love you, Uncle Phil, and I just don't want to lose you, you know, any of you.
You're not going to lose us. You are my son, Will. End of story. You just better be sure that your butt is by a phone on Sunday. Well, Jeffrey, this is it. You are officially off duty.
Yes!
Well, I've taken the liberty of upgrading your ticket to London to first class.
Why, thank you, sir. In lieu of my spring bonus.
In addition to it. Come on now. Plane leaves in an hour. Hillary, Will's going to finish school.
So, when is Jazz coming by to help you move?
He's coming as soon as you leave.
Good idea. But when he comes by, wish him all the best for me.
I will.
Sunday.